Blog Talk Radio. Greetings and blessings to all my BTR listeners, Blog Talk Radio. I'm coming to you live from Sankofa Productions, also known as Sankofa Infinity. It is not another refreshing day. It's been a long time since I've been here. Sometimes, you know, you have to go underground to regroup, refocus, and get some new directions and instructions, especially when you identify yourself as a divine being. Sankofa Production is all about spiritual cultivation, and that's what we do here. We talk about things that matter to Sankofa Production. We're going to be talking about spirit, soul, love, affirmations, meditations, and those issues that we may have. My show is titled Living Life from the Root to the Crown. Now, from the root to the crown, I'm basically talking about the chakras, seven fundamental chakras that reside within the body and exude out of the body as a energetic force. Now, chakra, I call them a storehouse simply because they store, each chakra stores information. And out of each storehouse, that's basically how we make our decisions and how we perceive the world outside of us. But however we perceive the world outside of us, that is also the internal dialogue that we are having within these storehouses. We're actually having this whole mystical conversation about ourselves within ourselves, and these storehouses are communicating with each other. You have one at the root, which is at the base of your spine. You have one at the sacral, which is where your reproduction system is. You have one in your solar plexus, which is your gut, your digestive system. Your heart, the heart chakra. You have a throat chakra, and you have a third eye, and then you have the crown. So those are the things in which I'll be talking about. I come from the teachings and the modalities of Reiki, the Tree of Life. I study the principles of the universe as well. And it's a continuance study because we are infinite beings. So I'm always self-discovering. I'm always going deeper and deeper within myself. And as I go deeper and deeper within myself, I receive what I consider to be downloads. downloads into these storehouses. And it allows me to make decisions that I need to make in regards to my life, how I want to live my life, how I want to interact with the world outside of me. So, with that said, let me continue. My name, your host, is Yahshua Elohim. You can also pronounce it as Yahshua Elohim. Hey, it's just Yahshua Elohim to me. I am your host, and I will be speaking about these ideas, precepts, and concepts in regards to the things that I just spoke about. I identify myself, my duties, mystical duties, as a inspirational speaker, spiritual life coach, and Reiki master. So everything that I do, everything that I say, everything that I feel, and however I live is based on holistic values. It's based on the holistic foundation of my being as a divine being. So, now that I've told you what my show is going to be about, let's talk about affirmations, meditation, contemplation. This is at the very root of your being. You know, and I'm going to approach this as if I'm speaking about myself, because I can't talk about things that I have not yet began to experience or has experienced myself. So when I do a meditation, I sit quietly. You want to sit because you want to be grounded. And as you become grounded, your root chakra is grounded into the base of the earth. You meditate. You may do chants. You may be quiet. You may just sink into the silence of your own being. And out of the silence or the chanting of your own being, then you can begin to contemplate, pray, have prayers about what the petition that you want to make to the mind of the universe, because everything is mental. Everything is mental. That's based on the first principle of the Hermetic philosophy, this universal law, mentalism. So whatever I think myself to be, that is what I will be, because whatever I'm thinking is already energetically sound. It's already energy that's moving through my being. And as I continue to ponder and think on those things, that thing becomes me, because you have the law of attraction. You have the law of correspondence. You have the law of polarity. You have all of these laws that begin to take place simultaneously just by the way you are thinking. You are thinking. So for me, I like to meditate. I like to get quiet first and really go into myself before I even start talking or trying to talk or trying to ask, because what I have found is that when I'm meditating, it orders the tone of my prayer or my meditation or my petition. It orders that. It puts it in its proper place, and the divine enjoys and then it loves order. Everything is based on order, decency and order. So when I'm meditating, then I go into my prayer. I know exactly, and you will know the quality of your meditation simply by the flow of your prayer or your affirmation. You will know the quality of your meditation based on the flow of your prayer, because it just comes out of your mouth like flowing water, like rivers, flowing rivers, you know. That's why meditation is so important, because it orders, it sets the tone for everything, everything that you're going to get involved with that day. It sets the tone for whatever needs to come out of your mouth. You just don't, you know, for me, when someone wants to come and talk to me, I'm pretty sure they center themselves before they even open up their mouths, because they're trying to figure out who I am, what I am, and how can they approach me. They're meditating on that, and then they approach me. And then when they approach me, whatever they say out of their mouth is in decency and in order. And you know that they have meditated. A quiet second minute meditation before they even come into your space. And you know when they have not meditated, because they just come out of their mouth and they just speak things that are not in decency and in order. They just say things without giving thought to them or ordering the meditation. So in your affirmations, Whenever you are affirming, I know when I began to affirm things for me, I went to books and what have you and gathered up their tools on how to make affirmations or what have you. And I was just parroting what somebody else was saying from their own vantage point. I was parroting a affirmation that somebody else made from their vantage point, their viewpoint. So as you become more and more sound within yourself and coming to know yourself and focusing on the cultivation of your spirituality, you will know how to create your own affirmations. You will know how to say an affirmation within, at a drop of a dime. At a drop of a dime. You won't even have to think about it because it's already in you. It's already, it has already been churning inside of you. You'll be able to state your claim, make it known to the universe, and keep it moving. It's called decrees and declarations. You will declare a thing and you will decree a thing and it shall come to pass. Believe that it has already been done unto you, because otherwise, if you don't believe it, it's not going to come. And it may come, but it's going to come in a way that you're not prepared for. It's almost like a person winning a lottery ticket for $1 million, and they just go through that $1 million like it's nothing. They go through it because they were not prepared. They didn't have the capacity to own the $1 million. They didn't have the capacity. So that's what you want to get to. That is the place that you want to get to. You want to get to a place where you have the divine capacity to manifest and attract whatever it is that you want in your life for your greatest and highest potential. Sometimes what you think you want for your greatest and highest potential is not what you want. What I have come to learn and I have come to experience on a day-to-day basis is that it is not I that liveth, but it is the soul, the divine that liveth within me. And in identifying with that indwelling self, capital S, my will is just a personal will. It's just a personal will. And these days I try not to take things personal, because I'm not personal. I'm a spiritual being, just having a human experience. I'm just a spiritual being. So that's what I want to say about that. I mean, these things are very easy. I mean, and meditation should come easy to us, simply because we were in our mother's womb for 9 months. We should already be primed for meditation. We should already be primed for it. We didn't talk. We didn't make a sound. We moved around. You know, and if you want to move around with your meditation, do some Tai Chi. Do some yoga or whatever the case is, you know. But we have already been primed. We've already been rooted. We've already been born into the divine. This is why we are we were created after the likeness and the image of the divine, because we come from the divine, and this is what we do as divine beings. We rest in our silence of who we are, and then we proceed. Then we proceed to do whatever it is that we need to do and however it is that we need to do. And we let the spirit, the soul, guide us through that process. We have no problem giving up our heads, surrendering and yielding our heads, our ego, to the divine, so that we can become spiritually cultivated on a day-to-day basis. So that is my message for today. You can always get in contact with me at iamsankofa9@gmail.com. If you would like any of my services, please send me a request via the email that I just gave you. And we will move from there. We will move from there. Before I leave you, I want to leave you with the law of Sebek. Front is a faculty within the tree of life. For those who know about the tree of life, and it states this: it is not what you think or what you affirm. It is who is thinking and affirming. Are you a human or a divine being? That is the question for the day. I look forward to speaking with you all again Wednesday, same time, same place. And I ask that you all continue to be blessed. And I say namaste, namaste, namaste.
I just don't know why.